This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Pod!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Caps fans. What is going on? It is time for What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Joining me, as always, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Here we go. We are getting ready. The Capitals are in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The playoffs, they've started tonight as we are talking. The Caps game isn't until tomorrow at, I think, 7:30 up against the Flyers.
Let's just 7 o'clock.
Let's talk about the Flyers. Was this a team that you is this a team that you were hoping we were going to get in the first round? I don't know about you. I was hoping for Boston. I'm not real excited about facing the Flyers.
No, I was definitely hoping for Boston. They're a team that is not as good as the Flyers, so that would have been a nice first round. I have my concerns. I mean, the Caps went 2-0-2 against them in the regular season. Every game was a one-goal game but the first, where the Caps won by three. I think every game is going to be tight. It's going to be a tough matchup. The Flyers are known for, at least history-wise, and in the last game we saw, little cheap shots and knocking the sticks out of guys' hands, or just little things to sort of get under your skin. And I think the Capitals have to be aware. That's going to be a problem going in, and to keep their calm and cool and stay collected and ready to play, and not allowing the Flyers to get under their skin, because if they do, then they're playing right into their Flyers' hands. So I think the Caps have the better lineup on paper, but they have to perform at their very best if they want to win.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to be at the very best. It is the Stanley Cup playoffs, of course. Everyone's really playing hard. I like what you said, though. They need to keep their focus. They need to be able to
keep their composure.
Keep their composure. We didn't.
It reminds me of Will Ferrell in Old School when he starts spazzing out. They can't do that.
I love that movie. Oh, man. They need to do that, because we saw what happened when they were up against the Penguins, and the Penguins were able to frustrate them. They ticked them off. They got them off their focus, and the Caps looked like fools. They just did. So the Flyers, they know how to agitate. They did. I mean, let's think about it.
You're not wrong. It's just kind of funny.
Yeah, I know. But look, they know what to do. They know how to tick people off. They just the Caps need to keep their composure, like you said. They need to not fall into that. They're drawing penalties. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the Caps off their game and draw some penalties. And I think that's the biggest thing with the Capitals right now, is that they have to just stay calm. They have to focus on the game they want to play, and then they'll have success. But a lot of people are writing the Flyers off. I mean, a lot of people are saying Caps in 4, Caps in 5. This is going to be a grind.
Where are you hearing that?
The internet?
I think one way or another, it's going to be 6 or 7 games. I don't imagine that anyone's going to be sweeping the other, or even in 5 games. I think this is a very tough matchup. And like you were talking about with the Caps having to stay out of the penalty box, I think the biggest thing there is not only giving them an opportunity, the Flyers, to have an extra man, but you're keeping Ovechkin and, you know, Backstrom to some extent. You're keeping them together off the ice, and you're giving your top two players a slice to them. At least let's get them together. So I think the best thing for this team to do is definitely, clearly, obviously, stay out of the box, that you have your best players on ice, and to make sure that you don't let the Flyers get under your skin. But whoever's talking about 4 or 5 games, you crazy. You're drunk and you need to go home. That is definitely not the case. This series is going to go. I would love for the Caps to sweep in 4. Don't get me wrong. That would be phenomenal. I'll take that any day of the week. But we know this Caps season is not going to happen. That's not the way they do things. And they brought in Justin Williams just so they can make sure that they have a good shot in Game 7. So like I said, a couple weeks ago, it would be funny if they didn't go to any Game 7s this year, even though they brought in Justin Williams. But I know, I think this series is going to go 6 or 7 games.
Yeah, I definitely see it going 7 games. It's going to be a grind. It really is. It is going to be just a full-on grind for this team. It's going to be rough. It's going to be a rough and tumble game. Did you check out the T-shirts? I think I sent you a picture of it. The T-shirts that the team was able to get. I think Barry Trotz made them up. They look like concert T-shirts, and it says,
I was a little confused at first. It's like, do the guys all go to like
an Iron
Katie
Maiden
Perry
show?
Katy
Perry.
Or Iron Man, yeah.
Katy Perry. What? She wouldn't have that kind of shirt. Come on, man.
Someone was talking about the shark thing earlier today.
Shark, yeah.
That's what popped in my head right there when I started talking about concerts, just because of the shark thing conversation from earlier. But, it definitely looked like a concert thing, and I was like, not really sure what's going on at first. And then you looked at it closer. No, I thought it was very cool. That and the hats. I thought were very.
And I thought I thought it meant 2016. Apparently, the 16 is significant because that's how many games you got to play.
That's how many games you got to win.
Yeah, that's how many games you got to win.
You got to win 16 games.
Which
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Think about it. In the NFL, you win. First of all, you get the bye in the first round. You got to win, what, three games?
Yeah.
Four games?
Yeah.
NBA. I think the first round is best of five, so it's maybe a little bit less. But, I mean, that's a lot of games, and you're playing hard every night, and teams are you're hitting you, you're knocking into the boards, they're running over the goalie. It's a lot. You're getting slashed. That's, you know, at least if you sweep every round, 16 games you're getting the crap beat out of you and putting that pressure on your body. So it's no matter how good you are, it is a dogfight until the end.
Absolutely, it is. And these are the best teams, and this is when people bring out their best play. But I loved what was written on the shirts. It looked like a concert T-shirt, but it says, "Entitled to Nothing." I absolutely love that because the Capitals have been the favorites for a very long time. There's a lot of people picking them to go all the way and win the whole kit and caboodle. But they've also, you know, they won things so many weeks ago, President's Trophy, the Eastern Conference, their division, number one, whatever, whatever. And a lot of people are saying how great the Capitals are and how well they're doing and how well-rounded they are. I love this.
We've seen this story before.
Yes, we've seen it before, but I love Entitled to Nothing because right now, every single team is 0-0. Everything the Caps did in the regular season, although great, doesn't mean a thing anymore. Now that we're in the Stanley Cup playoffs, everybody's got the same record as of right now. In an hour, it's going to be a little different. But everyone has the same record right now. Entitled to Nothing. The Capitals earned their spot. They earned the chance to be here. But now they have to prove themselves once again, just like every other team, that they deserve to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. And they are entitled to nothing. I love this idea. I love it. With so many people saying how great they are, Barry Trotz is still humbling this team and going, look, you guys are great, but you still got more to prove.
No, I agree completely. I don't think these guys feel as though they're entitled or anything, but I think he's sort of sending a message of like, look, this is the second season has started. This is the one you've been fighting since October to or September to some extent with the preseason to be in, and now it's your chance to show that you're not the team from a couple of years ago. You're not the team that lost to Montreal, and you're not the team that's going to go out in seven games in the first round. You're going to get past the second round. You're going to make a real run at Lord Stanley's Cup, and this is their chance. This is the opportunity to do it. This is probably the best team we've had since in the Rock the Red era. So this is definitely their best opportunity to make a real run and see what they can do. And this is probably the best goaltending they've had since Ole Kolzik back in 97, 98, 98, 99 when they ran through all the way to the finals.
Now, here's something I want to bring up. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate for you right here.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. Why wouldn't I?
I don't really know where I was going with that one.
All right, so the Capitals, what we know their record in the playoffs. We know the hardships that they've had, you know, having the President's Trophy before, being such a big deal, Ovi being such a big deal, and just, you know, failing in the first round and getting halocked and everything like that. Now the team has changed a lot. The team has done their part to get better, but the Capitals still have the stigma of their past lack of success. Now let me ask you, with the additions of Barry Trotz and TJ Oshie, this team has gotten better. I think this is the best coach we've had in a very long time. Barry Trotz is amazing, but Barry Trotz and TJ Oshie are not proven very good in the postseason. Barry Trotz has not had a lot of success, and a lot of times TJ Oshie, when he was with the Blues, was known to just kind of disappear in the postseason. And we've seen that in D.C. with Marcus Johansson. He disappears in the postseason, too. Now, with these guys being a part of the Capitals, with powerhouses like Ovechkin and Backstrom, why is this different if there hasn't been a lot of success with some of the guys that are brought in?
Well, to some extent, is it a disappearing act by certain players because of the guys they have around them? Is it a result of the coaching staff? There are certainly other factors that can go into it. And without having really watched Oshie that closely when he was with St. Louis, I can't say as to one way or the other. But it certainly seems like this is a different team. This is a team that has a lot of veterans around them that have been there before, whether it's going all the way to the finals like Richards and Williams and Niskanen and Orpik, or if it's guys that have been with this team for a long time and sort of know what this means to this area and this organization. And a lot of the former young guns, the mid-life guns now or something.
Yeah, mid-life, the they're like 30.
And yeah, which in the sports world is midlife.
That's close to retirement in the sports world.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do and how they come together. And yes, Trotz, but Trotz also had a very defensive minded Nashville team as opposed to a team that can play both, in theory, defense as well as outstanding goaltending. Now, he did have that in the past in Pekka-Rinne in Nashville, but he never had the offensive weapons that he has now. And so it'll be interesting to see how he puts that together and gets these guys motivated and ready to go. I mean, he never had a player comparable to Alex Ovechkin in Nashville. Just, it was just never the case. I mean, Forsberg a little bit, but Forsberg wasn't the same in terms of just the overall animal that Ovechkin is. And Ovechkin's heating up at the right time. He got that hat trick and that win over St. Louis to get him to 50 goals. So it's definitely a different team, and it's going to be interesting to see what the Flyers do to try and stop him, whether it's keep him off the ice by getting the Capitals to take penalties, or are they just going to take runs at him and stuff. And don't forget that the Caps have their own guys that are going to be physical and fight back in Tom Wilson. And I don't imagine we're going to see Michael Lotta very much, but you have Winnick who's out there hitting people. Chimera's certainly willing to hit someone. And there's a bit of an animosity and a history between these two teams. Mm-hmm. Flyers don't like, or at least Flyers fans do not like Tom Wilson. And I'm sure they're not very big fans of Jason Chimera right now after he speared, what's that kid's name? Gostisbehere. Every time I see his name, I think it's Gostisbehere. Although apparently that dude slashed Chimera first, and I'm not defending Chimera. He should not have stuck him.
Yeah, that was I mean, I like Chimera and everything, but that was kind of a douche move.
It was a dick move.
Yeah.
But he's making a point, you know, and the guy slashed him. He was like, screw you, buddy. So I think this is definitely a different team, definitely with the veterans that they have around them. They're going to keep these guys focused and ready to go. And I'm a little nervous, but we'll see how it goes.
Now, I wanted to bring this up, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to bring this up. Because I don't want to.
What are you doing?
I don't want to sound like I'm being like disrespectful or anything. But as we know, the Flyers was it the owner or the general manager? He passed away.
I believe he was the original owner. We're going to talk about this later in NHL notes. But he passed away at the age of 83. NHL notes. That's not what it's called.
Around
the NHL.
Right.
Yes. He passed away at the age of 83 after a 2-year battle with cancer. I believe he was the original owner of the team. And while we hate the Flyers, no one just, well, I could think of some evil people in the world that have deserved to fight that battle, but I'm fairly confident that this gentleman did not deserve to have to fight that battle. But yes, I think I see where you're going with this in terms of the Flyers playing for the owner kind of a thing.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, I don't want to be disrespectful because what his family's going through and everything is it's a terrible thing to have to go through. And you know, our thoughts and prayers are definitely with his family. But at the same time, a lot of athletes, not just hockey players, but we've seen it in Baltimore with the Ravens, football players, soccer players, everybody, when there's a death of someone that is close to the organization, that it was instrumental in having either certain players come in or having the team there or whatever, a lot of athletes can rally around that and give them a little extra boost of what they're playing for. Do you think potentially we could see that in this round? Because right now, the Flyers have been playing playoff hockey for about a month and a half. It's been a long time. The Caps have been taking it easy for ever since the All-Star break, but the Flyers have been fighting.
It's not before.
Yeah, and the Flyers have been fighting tooth and nail to get here. So you got to wonder how much is left in the tank. But now with this extra incentive to play a little bit harder, you know, they're not going to roll over. We already knew that. This might give them a little extra bounce to work a little bit harder and give the Caps a run for their money because they do have this extra motivation.
Yeah, the extra motivation is definitely something that teams will feed on and use. Like you said, you saw it with the Ravens in terms of Ray Lewis retiring, and then we have to win one for him.
Yeah, and Art Modell, he passed away in September before they won the Super Bowl, and he was the guy that brought the Ravens from Cleveland to Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, there's been situations like that where it's happened in the past, but then you also see situations where teams deal with grief and loss, and it helps you to some extent, but I don't know if it makes up for the overall lack of talent, but just not having the same amount of talent. I mean, if you look at these two teams on paper, the Capitals, their lineup looks much better without question. And so while the Flyers may have a little bit more to play for, I'm sure the Capitals are prepared for that. I'm sure that they're going to be aware of what's coming and are going to go into this knowing that they're going to have to. I mean, it's the playoffs. You have to play your hardest every night, every minute you're on the ice, and even when you're on the bench. Otherwise, you're not going to win. You're not going to get to move on to the next round. So even with that, I do think the Capitals should, in theory, be able to come out on top. But it all depends on how they play, and it all depends on if they're aware and not making any of these stupid mistakes that we've been seeing these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the lineups coming in. We saw maybe a potential glimpse of a bit of a change in the lineup at practice today and yesterday. We saw Mike Richards move up to the third line, and he's centering the third line. Jay Beagle's back on the fourth. Does this surprise you at all, or is this what do you think of this move? I kind of think it's Barry Trotz's way of saying, like, hey, Mike, you know, you worked hard to get back here. We're promoting you up a line.
I think it was interesting. Like, the lines are just the same for the top two. So Ovechkin, Backstrom, and Oshie, Burakovsky, Kuznetsov, Williams. I didn't think there was going to be any changes with that one. I was surprised to see Richards moved up and Johansson moved to the wing, just because I thought Johansson's been playing really well on the third line. But I think Richards brings more offensively than Beagle does. And I don't think they're going to put Richards out on the wing. And I don't think Richards brings more offensively than Wilson. So putting Shamir Richards, Johansson together, I think it brings you more offense for that third line while also playing solid enough defense. And then you have Winnick, Beagle, and Wilson out there just stirring you-know-what up and causing problems and giving people a hard time.
Is Beagle the right guy to be on that line for that, though? Because we've seen what he can do at the faceoff. He's a king. He's a king at that faceoff dot. I mean, do we want him on the fourth line being able to have that kind of talent?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Beagle. Yes. Thank you. Next question. No, I think Beagle has his ideal role is the fourth line center spot. I think that is where he is best suited on a good team. I think he can play on the higher line on a team that is not as good and potentially not making the playoffs. But I think the best spot for him would be that fourth line just based on his skill set. He's going to get you a goal every once in a while. He's probably not going to get more than 10 in any season. He's going to get you every once in a while. He's going to steal the puck from somebody and just bury it in the net like he did against Colorado. I think that Winnick, Beagle, Wilson line is going to be a very solid defensive line. It's going to go out there and annoy you, and they're going to do a good job of cycling the puck in the offensive zone and keeping teams pinned back in their area by just being annoying and playing keep away to some extent. They're, you know, like the bully in the schoolyard. You can't have it. It's mine now. I'm running away with it. Just kind of that kind of, and we've seen them before. They've done a good job of cycling the puck in the offensive zone, and they do well defensively and kind of get in your face, especially Wilson. So it's going to be, I like the lineup. I like what I've seen. I like that Orpik is back with Carlson and Allsner's with Niskin, Orlov, and Schmidt. And now I'm ready. I think these are good lineups. I'm prepared for things to go well, but I'm also well prepared to things to not go well.
Shut it.
It is the Washington Capitals.
You shut your face hole. All right. So this is what I want to say. This is one of the things I think is going to help the Capitals out the most in the postseason, in the playoffs. Ready? Ready for this, guys? They're healthy. That's a big one. That's a big one.
Yay!
Look at the Penguins. As good as the Penguins have been, they aren't the healthiest team. The Rangers are without their captain. The Flyers. Where's Michael Neuwirth? He's not playing, is he? I mean, he was supposed to be.
Well, no, but Steve Mason's been playing very well. So
he has been. You know, I'm not going to take anything away from. But the Caps have depth.
That's a problem.
The Caps have major depth,
yes,
and they are all healthy. Orpik, hold on, let me find this stat for you that I absolutely love from Ben Raby. The Caps' top 4D, Niskanen, Allsner, Orpik, Carlson, are healthy for the playoffs. Played together just 28 times in the regular season, once in the four games versus the Flyers. So that's once. And the Capitals were able to beat the Flyers in regulation twice, went to an overtime loss and a shootout loss in the other two.
I mean, they've got 8 points out of – no, that's not right. They got six out of a possible 8 points. It's not bad.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like the fact that everyone's healthy. And Trotz, you can tell Trotz is worried. He didn't let Holpe beat Martin Brodeur's record by letting him – he didn't let him play in the last game of the season.
It's not important. I mean, it is important to some extent, but like playoffs record,
right?
Because he tied Brodeur. Good. He's in the record books forever. He's always going to be up there. Don't risk a potential run through the Stanley Cup playoffs by having one of the best goaltenders in the league by that. My guess is at some point in his career, he's going to have another shot at it.
Well, he played, I think, like 20 less games than Martin did. So I definitely think he's going to have a little bit more more of a chance.
More opportunities.
Yeah, but like Ovi rested. Ovi rested in the All-Star break, didn't let him go there. We saw in practice today, Oshie left practice early because he took a puck off the foot, and Trotz is like, get out, get out.
Go to your room.
Yeah, go ice that up. You're not going to hurt yourself any more than you already are.
No.
So Trotz is being very smart with that, and I think that's going to be a huge advantage down the stretch. If the Caps can get past the Flyers, I think this is going to help them out immensely because there are a lot of unhealthy teams going into the Stanley Cup. I mean, where the Bolts, where Steven Stamkos. You know, he's not around. He's not
potentially on his way to Toronto.
Potentially on his way to Toronto.
I don't know.
But the Caps right now are healthy, and that is a huge coup for the Caps.
No, I think health is a huge factor going into this thing. Teams that are – this is going to sound so stupid, but teams that are not healthy don't do well. If you don't have the depth – the thing is, though, is not just that they're healthy, but they have enough depth that they're able to continue playing well. I mean, they have two very solid – lines that can put pucks in the back of the net. I mean, your top point getter in the regular season was Evgeny Kuznetsov, and he's not even on your first line.
That's pretty great.
He got 20 goals and 57 assists, so he had 77 points, and he's not even on the first line. He spent some time on the first line, but not a lot, and he's still playing remarkable. We saw Burakovsky step up. He's had a little bit of a flaky season. He's on and off, a little streaky. Hopefully he picks it up. You know, Oshie's going to start picking things up, I think, and they have two very solid offensive lines. And then you have guys like Johansson or even Chimera that are scoring goals that can put the puck in the back of the net. And now you have an offensive-minded guy who's played well defensively, Mike Richards, who comes from the Philly system, let's not forget that,
true,
in terms of being a D-bag, who is going to be playing on this defensive-minded line while also trying to score goals. So I like the lineup, and I think if as long as they can stay healthy, mm-hmm, and keep the guys from doing anything stupid on the ice, and it's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
I am so excited for the Stanley Cup playoffs to get started. I hated going, 4 days without hockey. I just wanted to get going. I'm so
pumped. I've been okay. My heart's been okay. I've been feeling good. I'm not having to do anything crazy. I'm feeling okay. Tomorrow all day I'm just going to be like this. This is an audio medium, so that was stupid. But like just rocking back and forth. Like, okay, when is 7 o'clock? Are they playing yet?
I'm very excited. Do you have any like
no work done tomorrow?
None at all. Do you have any rituals?
It's on your own.
Do you have any rituals? Do you have anything that you do? Are you superstitious at all during the playoffs? Like I'm growing the beard like I always do each year. Are you gonna wear like a specific jersey on a specific day? Do you do any of that stuff?
No, like on game days I'll probably wear a shirt. It won't be a specific one. Sometimes if like I wore, like, let's say I'll wear my Hendrick shirt or something, or Kuznetsov or Burakovsky one, like they win that game, I might make sure to wear that one next time.
Sure.
Tomorrow to my one job, I'll wear my Caps polo with the stupid Winter Classic logo. You know, I've got to support the team. What else? I mean, if they win the whole thing, I'm going into work in a jersey. I'm telling you right now, I don't care if I'm supposed to be in a professional environment. I am rocking that thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So I'm, you know, same shirt. I'm not like, you know, turning my underwear inside out or
anything like snows.
That. I'll probably wear some cat. That what? Yeah, that's a good point. Putting a what are you supposed to put in the freezer for snow? Is it like a spoon or something?
Oh man, I forget. I know what you're talking about. I don't remember though.
I'm gonna do that tonight. See if it snows tomorrow. That'll work out well. No, it'll be, you know, it's just kind of little things. Like, I have the beard going. I tend to trim it. Or not trim. You know, I keep it not manicured. But, you know, I don't let it get out of control in the playoffs. Because, again, I'm not playing. But, no, nothing real crazy. Do you have your weird little things you do in the playoffs?
Well, I am growing the beard. But I usually have a beard. I started.
Yeah, it's, I like same thing. I have my poorly grown facial hair, so it's like, are you doing the beard thing? And I'm like, I guess, but not because of.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I've had it since last playoffs.
Usually, what I do is I'll do Movember and I'll just do the mustache, and then from like the end of November, like Thanksgiving through January, I won't shave at all, and it'll get really bushy, and then I'll just get bored and shave it. So, like, I'm gonna do the same thing here. I'm going to not shave at all throughout the playoffs until it's all over, and then I'll always work in television behind the scenes, so I really don't have to impress anyone. So I'll be wearing a Caps jersey and some Caps socks, and that'll be it. And
The Caps socks. I'll be doing the Caps socks.
I got plenty of Caps socks, so I'll be rocking those. Here's a question though, ladies out there who listen to the podcast, what do you do for the Stanley Cup? Because like we don't shave.
Are you shaving your beard?
Are you not shaving your legs? That's what I was like. I kind of feel like the ladies are feel like you can't get in the club in the playoffs.
I mean, here's the beard thing, but that's more seems like a player's kind of deal. I think every fans have different things they may do, whether it's they wear the same shirt, they wear the same pants, socks, a hat. I don't know. They put a certain leg when they're putting on their pants first. I don't know. There's all sorts of silly superstitions things, and it's all probably BS anyways.
I'm not superstitious. I am a little stitious.
Just a little.
That was from The Office.
Moderate stitious.
So Michael Scott.
Moderate stitious.
Yeah. All right. So what else should we cover in Caps World?
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, Ovechkin led the league in goals with 50. I think it's like seven seasons with at least 50 goals, or maybe it's eight now. I mean, it's ridiculous. Backstrom got to 50 assists, so that's awesome. And Holpe tied the NHL record for wins in a season. He's tied with Martin Brodeur, so congratulations to him. So, yeah, go Caps. Please, please, please don't break our hearts this year. Okay? I'm asking you nicely. Don't do it. Okay? Don't break our hearts.
I make a promise to all the podcasters out there, all the podcast listeners. If the Caps hoist the Stanley Cup over their heads, I'll be getting a tattoo.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you were going to go. I wasn't sure where you were going with that, and I got real concerned.
Coach Dan will be shaving his head and his eyebrows.
Hell no. They were the thing. I'll shave the facial hair. That's what I'll do. I had a pretty close shave in my head in college. Do you remember that?
I kind of do, yeah. Yeah.
For like a week or so. It was real short. But, I'm not doing that. Just no. I'm not doing it. Right. It's not worth looking like an alien.
All right.
Sorry, man. It's true.
All right. That's it for Caps World. We are very excited for the playoffs. Can't wait for them to start. We're going to do a round. Or no, we're not going to do that. We're going to go.
No, that's
later. That's later on in the show.
We're going to go down on the farm.
Down on the farm. That's right. We're going to go down on the
down farm. Down on the farm.
But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, here we go. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, in the past week, Hershey went 2-1 with wins over Bridgeport and Wilkes-Barre Scranton, and unfortunately a loss to Wilkes-Barre Scranton.
Come on.
The Bears are currently... so angry. The Bears are currently first in the Atlantic Division with a record of 41-20-12. Good for 94 points, 5 up on second place Wilkes-Barre Scranton. The Bears will be back at it on Friday in Binghamton, Saturday at the Giant Center against Lehigh Valley, and Sunday at home against Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Now, I'm not sure what the tiebreaker is, but I believe the magic number to win the division is 1 point.
Is it one now?
I believe they're 5 points up on Wilkes-Barre Scranton with 3 games to go, so that's 6 points total for those of you keeping score at home. So if they get to 95 and they have the tiebreaker over Wilkes-Barre Scranton, bam, they've won the division.
All right. Go Bears.
In some other Hershey news, former Chris Bork was named to the AHL first All-Star team, so congratulations to him. And in other Bears news, rookie defenseman Jonas Sengenthaler elected to return to Sweden. He's expected to be at the Caps developmental camp in June.
We'll be there July.
The thing I read was in June. Someone is dumb and wrote the wrong thing, and I didn't notice. So my bad. Whatever. Whatever the thing is, we're going. Probably. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 3-0 to wrap up their season, defeating Atlanta and Norfolk.
Nice.
They finished their season as the South Division champions with a record of 44-18-10, good for 98 points. The Stingrays' fight for the Kelly Cup starts on Friday in Kalamazoo, with Game 2 on Saturday and Game 3 on Monday, all of which are in Kalamazoo. Games 4 through 7, should the last three be necessary, will be in South Carolina. Now, remember, the ECHL things got tricky because they don't have like planes and stuff. The guys are driving everywhere. Right. So I guess having them all on the same place and games multiple just makes it easier for everybody else. And it makes sense not to have the first four in South Carolina because you're kind of screwing over the bottom seed. That's just the way you phrase it.
Right.
Another Stingrays news, defenseman Jay Leach was named to the AMI Graphics Plus Performer of the Year.
Okay.
What? That was a mouthful. But yes, that's what happened. That's what's going on down on the farm.
Did you see what they're giving away in Hershey on Saturday?
No. Should I be worried?
You should definitely check it out because it is a Chris Bork garden gnome.
God damn it, I want one.
I kind of want to go to Hershey.
I can't go to the game because that's game two.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Hershey people, hook me up. Come on.
Yeah, let's get us some gnomes, man. Get us some gnomes. That'd be great.
I still want that. Nathan Walker.
The kangaroo snow globe.
Yeah, that thing was cool.
Yeah.
$30. That guy lost his damn mind who wanted it online.
I've been doing well on eBay, man. I've been selling a bunch of Caps gear. I'm getting everybody ready.
Why don't you give me some stuff?
I don't think you would fit into a 58K jersey that I got at the equipment sale last year. That's like goalie sized.
That's yeah, no.
It's freaking huge. All right, well, that's it for Down on the Farm. Go Bears, go Stingrays. Hey, and you know what? Check out Caps Radio because I bet you they're gonna play some of the radio broadcasts for those games. They did that last year for South Carolina when they went on a run. So you might be able to listen to some South Carolina or Hershey Bears games. So definitely check that out. All right, that's it for Down on the Farm, guys. Now let's go around the NHL. Everybody, here we go, going around the NHL, getting us ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs. There's only so many teams left. Some people are already on the golf course. Some people are still injured. Some people are still concussed. Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
That's so mean.
They are.
All right, so let's start with the team that, as you mentioned, is on the golf course. It's Toronto side forward Nazem Kadri and defenseman Morgan Riley to six-year extensions. Kadri's is rumored to be $4.5 million per season, while Riley is getting $5 million. Ottawa promoted assistant general manager Pierre Dorion, I don't know, after Brian Murray stepped down and wasted no time making his first move, firing head coach Dave Cameron, as well as assistants Andre Turgeny and Rick Warmsley. These guys have interesting names.
They do.
Cameron became the head coach during the 2014 season when the team fired Paul McLean, going 70-50-17. So we have another opening for someone to get to. I'm sure that will not be the last coach that is fired. Though I believe in – stop drawing things on me. I believe in Boston that they're hanging on to their coach and somewhere else that I'm forgetting at the moment. We mentioned before in our condolences, of course, to Ed Snyder's family as he passed away at the age of 83 after a two-year battle with cancer. All right, you ready for some playoff predictions, Brandon?
I got my bracket. I'm ready.
Are you ready to go? Now, just to clarify for all of the people listening out there, I do not do Capitals predictions because I am the kiss of death. So I'm not going to say it. Brandon, you are more than welcome to, but I'm going to I'm closing the mouth. I'm locking it up about the Capitals. I'm opening it up for everybody else.
All right.
All right. Would you like to start in the West?
Let's do the West first. Yeah.
Let's do the West. The media ignores the West, so we'll start out there. All right, Dallas against Minnesota. Who do you got?
Dallas.
Okay, you're going to give me how many games? Come on now. So you got Dallas over Minnesota in?
Five.
Ooh, not a lot of faith in the Wild, who fired their coach in the middle of the season and still made a nice run to the playoffs. They are going to be without Zach Parise, though, for a couple of games, it looks like.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting. Yeah, I'm taking Dallas as well over Minnesota. I'm going to take them in six. I'm going to give Minnesota a little bit more credit than you are. All right. Chicago and St. Louis. What do you got?
Chicago in seven.
Ooh, I got the same. Chicago over St. Louis in six games, and Ken Hitchcock's contract will not be renewed.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm calling it now. He was on a one-year deal after last season. I'm going with GM John Davidson. Says, you know what? We're going to go in another direction. And Hitchcock is out, and he ends up in Ottawa or somewhere else.
The KHL.
But No. Hitchcock will get another job, probably. All right, Anaheim and Nashville. Brandon, what do you got?
I got Anaheim, and I'm going to say seven.
I had the exact same thing. I had Anaheim over Nashville in seven, but this is when I really think that people could be surprised. I think Nashville has a talented team, and they could potentially knock out Bruce Boudreau's Anaheim Ducks. And if that happens, if Nashville knocks the Ducks out, Boudreau's out.
You think so?
I think he's out. I think with the way the season ended up, if they get knocked out in the first round, he's gone. I think he's out. I think they're going to move on and try and bring in someone else. I think he can push them to the next level. I think he's out. He's done. Okay. All right, L.A., San Jose.
L.A.
California battle.
Yeah, California. I'm going L.A., and I'm going to say L.A. in six.
I have the same thing. Stop copying me. I have L.A. over San Jose in six. We got Dallas, Chicago, Anaheim, and L.A. moving on, though. Nashville may be able to surprise some people. All right, let's go over to the East. Florida and the Islanders in the battle of what the – all right, sure, why not? These two teams are, you know, whatever. What do you got?
Florida in five.
All right, and seriously, you're freaking me out. I had the same thing. Florida in five over the Islanders. The Islanders they got players banged up. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, they're out in five.
I would have said four, but they do have a little bit of heart, so I'm going to give them at least one win.
Detroit and Tampa.
Oh, this one's rough. This was the one I actually had the hardest time picking. I'm going with Detroit. I'm going to say Detroit in seven.
This is ridiculous. It's exactly.
Are you serious?
Detroit over Tampa in seven. I think if Stamkos is healthy, I take Tampa in five or six.
Exactly.
Maybe even a sweep. But I think without Stamkos, I think Tampa's going to struggle, and I'm going Detroit over Tampa in seven games. However, if Tampa wins, Datsyuk goes to the KHL.
Oh, you think so? Okay, interesting.
I think actually whenever Detroit gets knocked out, he's going to the KHL.
Right.
That's my guess. Pittsburgh and the Rangers.
Now, even though I hate both of these teams, this is going to
I know. Can they both lose?
Yeah,
that would be great.
That would be awesome. But this is going to be a wonderful series to watch if you're just a hockey fan in general, because two really good teams, a great rivalry. They don't like each other. Pittsburgh in seven.
Oh, I'm going Pittsburgh in five.
You think that quick?
I don't think the Rangers. Yeah, and I think the Rangers D is not that great. I think they're going to get knocked out in five.
Henrik Lundqvist.
And the
that's
Penguins. That's a good point. But I think the Penguins are just – they're on too good of a roll right now. I think that they're on fire, and they're going to be able to come out of this with a nice short series for them. I think Pittsburgh in five. That would be my guess. Did you see the tweet? I forget who it was by. I'm totally blanking on it right now. Canadian reporter who was saying what if they weren't doing the divisional matchups, what the matchups would have been in the East?
No. Do you remember what it was?
Okay. Yeah. It would have been Washington versus Detroit.
That would have been good.
Which is like, all right, not bad. Whatever. Okay, you would have had the Rangers against the Islanders.
Okay.
Penguins against the Flyers.
Oh.
And Panthers against Tampa Bay.
That would have been great.
Those would have been ridiculous series. You would have had everybody, with the exception of the Caps and the Red Wings, would have been like freaking like right next to each other.
New York versus New York, PA versus
PA. New York, Pennsylvania, and Florida. Florida, the Wang of the United States. You would have had them battling it out. Yeah, because Florida looks like a penis. So that's where I was going with that one. So, yeah, now that would have been – I mean, these series are not bad. But Detroit and Tampa has the Yzerman connection. That's fine. Pittsburgh and the Rangers. Yeah. Florida Islanders. Yeah, the Caps Flyers. Yeah, they have some animosity. But man, it would have been so good the other way.
Right.
Every single one would have been battling it out. And it would have been almost all of those probably would have gone seven games.
They absolutely would have. So you're not giving a prediction, right, for Washington Philly?
Hell no! Not a freaking chance.
All right, well, I'm going to give mine.
All right, you ready? I'll do it.
Are you going to do it?
No, hell no. Okay. No. I'm not going to do it. I'll jinx them.
See, there's your superstition. This, you don't wear something special. You don't give your prediction.
Dude, on the kiss of death, I have been to like four or five playoff games, and I've seen them win once, and they lost that series. Then I've never seen the Hershey Bears win a game in person. So I bad luck.
Well, I went to a Hershey Bears game this year and they won for the first time of me seeing them. So maybe that's a good sign for this organization. I went to Caps Flyers, I want to say in like 2008, 2009. And I think the Caps,
I think it's the same thing. Yeah, the games 1 and 2.
Caps lost the game I went to in that year. And then I went to Caps Rangers when Tortorella tried to like hit a guy with a stick out in the crowd. Yeah. I was at that game.
Were you the gentleman bothering him?
I wish.
Brandon, be honest, it's okay.
All right, let me.
You're in a safe place.
All right, let me just say who I'm voting for here. I'm going Caps.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
I'm going Caps. Yeah. I'm going Caps, and it's going to be a game all the way to game seven. Flyers aren't going to roll over. They're not going to go hard. They're not going to go easy. It's going to be a very hard game. It's going to be a grind. But Caps can get over that hump. I don't know how healthy they'll be after the Flyers, but it's going to be Caps in seven. That's my prediction.
It's going to be tomorrow. I'm going to be rocking back and forth in my chair at work. You're like, are you going to work? Nope. Too nervous. Oh God, this sucks. It's like the best time of year and the worst time of year all wrapped into one. Oh man, this is Christmas. Oh, at least at Christmas I'm not going to be disappointed. Well, hopefully I won't be disappointed.
Right.
Stop drawing on me.
Do you want to go through the other ones, or are we just going to do first round quarterfinals?
No, because honestly, I don't know who then plays what.
All right. I'll tell you all the East.
You're welcome to the East. Who's your prediction to come out of the West?
All right, so Dallas, Chicago. I got Chicago.
Not going that. Like, go all the way to who's Western Conference Finals. Who's representing the West in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Los Angeles Kings.
Again?
Really, dude? Be original.
God, them again? No. I didn't say the same thing. I'm saying, like, you think it's going to be L.A. again. Like, this team is always just freaking there. It's them in Chicago. I'm going to go –
Jonathan Quick, dude. That's why. Jonathan Quick.
I'm going to go with Minnesota since they said they're going to get knocked out. No, I'm going to go Dallas.
They're a good team. They are a very good team.
I think they're going to surprise everybody.
I think just due to the fact that they have such little experience in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's why I'm not picking them. The Kings have been there before.
They're surprised.
Yeah, I mean,
I think LA is due for a loss like that. I think Chicago is due, and I'm going. Yeah, I think it's definitely down. I think Anaheim, if they get out of the first round, they're getting knocked out in the second round. Boudreaux still gets fired. I'm going Dallas or Chicago, leaning towards Dallas.
All right, I like it, but I'm going Kings. I'm going Kings all the way in the West. Whew! All right, we'll see.
I'm not doing the East. Not doing it.
All right, I won't make you.
I'll tell you this, though. It's coming out of the Metropolitan Division.
Well, yeah.
But that's also like five teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to go, guy.
Look at me.
That's quite the stretch you got there.
No, it's coming out. Florida's the only team in the Atlantic that everyone's kind of like, huh. Okay. All right. Maybe. It's not going to be Tampa, and it's not going to be Detroit. So, but no, I think it's yeah. But I'm not saying anything else.
I was listening to NHL radio on the ride home from work yesterday, and they were talking about, they said Caps, Penguins, both are scary teams. They both look good. But nobody on the NHL radio network on Sirius thought that a team in the East would hoist the cup. They're like, it's going to be out west.
Well, because we've seen Western teams be able to do it the last couple of years. So I think.
But they said, they also said, like, they also said this. They were like, if an East team were to do it, it would be the Capitals because they've had such good luck against Western teams this year.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a fun season.
I think our definitions of fun are vastly different.
My version of fun is sitting on the couch and watching hockey for 24 hours straight.
All right, we'll see how it goes. I'm a little nervous.
I think it's okay. A little nervous. If you weren't nervous, there'd be something wrong with you, I think.
That's a good point.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can do that. It's real easy. All you got to do is go over to Twitter, follow us there. You can follow me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people follow you at?
You find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can find some of my old writings and hopefully eventually some new stuff at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, of which, Brandon, I'm guessing you haven't gotten any more anytime soon.
I have not, but I do want that lawn gnome, that Hershey Bear lawn gnome.
That Hershey Bear lawn gnome does seem kind of cool.
Somebody's drawing on me again. This is why we shouldn't be allowed on Google Hangouts.
I was going to make you the Joker, but then I got messed up. But yeah, that's CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. Also go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast and on Twitter at WTP_Podcast. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know. But we are hopefully going to be more available to you guys as the postseason goes on. We are thinking about doing some Facebook Live stuff after games, some instant reaction shows. We're thinking of doing some instant reaction shows on Google Hangouts where we will be broadcasting on YouTube.
Try not to laugh.
We don't know if we're going to do Google Hangouts because neither of us are mature enough to not draw on each other's faces while we're broadcasting on YouTube. But we are going to just...
Oh, God, that was dumb.
Follow us...
Sorry. I've ruined it.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and that's when you'll know when we're going to do something, because we want to get a little bit more interactive with the show during the postseason, because we're going to be watching the games. I know you guys are watching the games, so we want to do a little bit more of that. So
we'll be tweeting during the games.
We'll be definitely tweeting during the games. Let's talk about this schedule coming up. April 14th, first game. Caps Flyers. Caps are at home at 7 o'clock. Then on April 16th, the Capitals again at home up against the Flyers, 7 o'clock. April 18th, Caps go to Philly, get a cheesesteak, get a win, and then that game's at 7 o'clock. Then April 20th, the Capitals stay in Philadelphia up against the Flyers, 7 o'clock. Let me see if I can get where you can watch
them. Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday.
Yes, Thursday night's game on the 14th.
They're all on. Sorry, go ahead.
You can watch on Comcast Sportsnet locally. Then it's going to be on NBC Sports Saturday, Comcast Sportsnet locally, CNBC on Saturday. Monday, April 18th, CNBC or CSN DC, and then it's NBC Sports. Wednesday, April 20th, Comcast Sportsnet, and then NBC Sports nationally. Friday, April 22nd, if the game is needed, that'll be on Comcast Sportsnet. We don't have times or channels for the rest of the game. So there you go. That's the first four, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. That's what we're looking at until we talk again, guys.
Brandon, we got some Caps news I missed from earlier.
What did you miss?
Mayor Muriel Bowser has proclaimed April 14th, that being tomorrow or today if you're listening on Thursday, April 14th is now Rock the Red Day in the District of Columbia.
Woo!
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Also, apparently, you know, Vetchkin's named the Angel third star of the week. But yes, it is Rock the Red Day tomorrow. Who cares? That's very silly. But yes, no, it's they're all 7 o'clock. All of them are going to be – I think the first round is always local broadcast.
Yeah.
From the D.C. area.
And then as there's less games, they go national.
Yeah. We got to listen to Pierre Maguire and he sucks.
Man, can you imagine if the Caps get past the Flyers and it's Caps Penguins nationally? Oh.
Again?
Oh, just the worst broadcast team to do that. Mike Freeman,
that is. I'm not confident in having to listen to that nonsense.
I know. All right.
Start off. Mute the TV. Turn on John Walton.
John Walton's the best. Absolutely the best.
Good plan.
All right, guys, that is pretty much it for What the Puck this week. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Get some friends involved with the Caps. Maybe they've been waiting for the Stanley Cup playoffs to start. Spread the word about What the Puck. Let them listen to this show so they know what they're looking at, what they're looking for in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat and Periscope, anywhere you are social on the web. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. All right, so that is pretty much it for the show this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.